Welcome to A Gram of Hope. I'm your host, Jerome Graham. You see, on today's episode, we're going to be speaking with Laurie Saunders and Ramel Burns. And see, what I need you to know from them is their experience. They have gone through something that I'm sure many of you can relate to. They've lost someone. At least one of them has, we know for sure. And, you know, they kind of lean on, they're part of an organization, part of a group that just leans on each other for support, for encouragement. You've heard many times, someone may have said, let your light so shine. Well, these two, their light shines bright. It's going to shine so bright that you're going to feel it. You're going to feel the glow. Hello, Lori. How are you?
I am fine, Reverend Graham, and I'm happy to be here, and we thank you for allowing us to share with everyone.
Oh, it's perfect. Perfect. And Ramel, you're already smiling.
kind of a natural thing. I do smile a lot.
They say sometimes you got to laugh to keep from crying.
I've heard that.
Now, what I need you guys to do is just talk a little bit about an organization that you found encouragement, that you've derived energy from, Wes and I. And what is Wes and I? What does that stand for?
Well, Wes and I, Inc. stands for Widows Empowered, Strengthened, and I, Incorporated.
All right. So, widows. We automatically think that that's someone that lost a husband. But, hey, could it be somebody that just lost a really, really close friend that was a support to them? I mean, we have situations, and I know this wouldn't pertain to you two ladies, all right? But we do have situations where people have determined, I'm going to live with you, you're going to live with me, we love each other, but we can't afford to lose that support, that economic, that financial support, so I may stay upstairs, you stay downstairs, but it's going to be more of a platonic. Does that count if that person all of a sudden finds herself without that friend? Would that also qualify?
We certainly would not turn someone away in their time of needing the things that we do have to offer, because our goal is to not allow anyone to suffer alone. And as to whether or not they were officially joined in marriage or not, I wouldn't see us turning that person away that needed us and needed our support and needed the rest of the widows that always come together and support one another.
All right, so it's all about having somebody to lean upon. Now, I got to ask you, Ramel, that was your experience, wasn't it? Kind of, sort of, you lost your husband?
Yeah, that was kind of, sort of my experience. Our founder and CEO, Idell Watson, we all three attend the same church. And she was talking about, she had this vision about creating an organization for women. And it kind of came to fruition when her husband passed, and she was looking for somewhere that she could go and be with, you know, other people that were going through what she was going through. But the places she found here in the city did not specifically focus on just women. So when she finally got the organization put together and everything, she asked me, would I be willing to, you know, help out in some form or another, which, you know, I wasn't going to say no to her. And so once I got, you know, we got to meeting with different ladies and everything. And like I said, in the midst of her losing her husband, and then I had lost my husband. And then when we meet with the ladies, it's kind of like a big hug fest, let me put it that way. We try to be support to them, and if there's something that they need, or, you know, and we can supply that need, that's what we do. Even if it's just calling them, checking on them, saying, well, how are things going today? Do you need anything? That's basically what's going on.
You know, I like on, your, I think it's on your webpage, the quote about we are women rising above the hurt, the pain, the loneliness of losing a spouse. Now, I also saw something, and I know I'm going to catch you off guard, but it's what I do, all right? You talk about a caterpillar on the site. Now, if you can't quote it, I can. Either you recall what you say about the caterpillar. I like the way that you do this. See, we have this mind link going on that you who are listening to this podcast really can't dial into until you've been exposed to the power and the energy of a gram of hope. But the power is in this studio. It says, like a little caterpillar upon the death of a loved one, we find ourselves having to begin a new life without a one we love. We appear alone and heartbroken. Our heart hurts so badly that sometimes we want to just go outside our cocoons and be ourselves. But after spending a little time alone, something wonderful and miraculous happens. We emerge a beautiful new creature. And like the butterfly, we realize we're going to make it through.
Yes, that's a wonderful, wonderful quote. And that quote is a personal quote that was given by the CEO and founder, Idell Watson. That's what her initial experience was and what was the basis of creating such a wonderful organization.
Now, the organization's been around how long?
2008 was her vision. And between that time and the time that it takes to incorporate, we got off the ground sort of like 2015.
Now, you know, we want to be able to extend a lifeline, a line of support to as many people as we can. Do you have reach outside of the boundaries of Toledo? Are you guys able to work with other ladies out beyond the borders of Toledo?
Well, we are. We do have. We've had people that come in the Toledo and surrounding areas. We've had someone from Michigan. We're open to pretty much. If they need us, they can come.
All right. And how often do you meet? Because now, and the reason I say that is because if I lost my loved one and I'm going through and I finally find a support system, I need them to be a support system that's always operating. So is there a certain once or twice a month time that you guys meet? And then, even though you're not meeting at that regular time, are you available?
Well, we do meet every third Saturday of the month. We also have a team of callers that volunteer to call, which are widows themselves. They keep each other updated if need be to call. A lot of them have established relationships outside of the organization. Our founder and CEO, she is always available 24/7. She will accept a call and has done just that.
Now, everybody who is in a leadership position needs good support. So do you also, if she's not available, do one of you or another member, you know, get a call and say, hey.
Yes, I'm always willing. I have not yet to receive a call, and you know, late nights or in those times. But as we just go throughout the community and people realize who we are, there's times when you do have to take the time to share with a widow that's either interested or just want to share her experiences and what she's going through. And I'm sure that each one of us as board members has experienced that, especially with people knowing that who we are. On my job, you know, they know what I do. And so I've had people come to me. A lady was experiencing losing her father. Of course, it wasn't her spouse, but she felt the need to come, and I tried to help her in whatever way that I could. So we're trying to get better. We always search for things to help us get better and to teach us how to be better support for them. We're constantly doing that.
Well, Laura, you hit up on an excellent point. So it doesn't necessarily have to be your spouse, just your support system. And that could be enough. And I liken this to, I was having a conversation with someone, and they said they ran out of gas twice because they didn't realize that they had to fill the car up. Because somebody always filled the car for them. Baby, don't worry. I'm going to have the car and ready. And all she had to do was go get in the car, turn the key, car took off. But I guess there were a couple times she turned the key, car went so far and said, this is it. You got to feed me. So that support system is necessary. So you guys, you embrace women who just need a support system.
Yes, we embrace them where they are. We've actually had a widow that did not know how to pay utilities because she never had to, things of that nature. And our goal is to educate them and to give them resources, you know, things that they may not have known about, because there's been a time, and I'm sure there is today, an era in which the male supported the woman, and there was things that she just didn't have to do. And with our age group of women, they experienced that. And so when they did lose their husbands, it has been definitely times when we've had women come overwhelmed because of not being able to handle personal affairs.
Now, do you guys go out together? Did you go like to events? Do you go on trips? What do you do?
Yes, we have. Matter of fact, we went to the Motown Christmas show. There was a group of us that went to that. We have picnics. We also, which we're going to get back into doing that, we would go bowling. We've gone to movies. And, you know, and we try to find things that the ladies like to do or want to do.
You know, one thing that I used to do, or that I was exposed to, I shouldn't say I liked to do because I really didn't, but I had a boss who was a major manager in the city of Detroit, and she organized a female travel group because she found that women wanted to go places, but they didn't want to go alone. And I would imagine it might be a little bit daunting or a little bit intimidating that you want to go to the Bahamas and you look in the mirror and the only crowd you see is yourself. You don't want to go to the Bahamas. You don't want to go to Hawaii necessarily by yourself. Some people really want to go to Cleveland by themselves. But have you kind of played it doing something like that?
Yes, we have. One of the widows, she's done it as a career. And so we have her working on day trips. We polled the ladies, and they're really wanting to do a day trip to start. And so that's what we're focusing on, trying to establish somewhere that we can go, leave earlier and return later on in the day, and someplace that is we can enjoy and have memories.
Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room. You've lost somebody that's significant, somebody that's important to you, someone that you really depended on, and they were your crutch, they were your pillar, and I can't think of any of the terms, but you let a bunch of preachers get together and start talking about their wives, and they come up with all kinds of analogies of what the wife is to them. My cream to my coffee, my ice to my ice cream. I don't know. But you lost a significant person, so there's going to be a certain amount of grief, all right? Talk to me. Do you have a component where you can help people deal with the grief of a lost one?
Yes, we do have a mental health agency that we work close with, and that's You Change, LaShonda Alford. And we have her available more or less if we need to refer. We do our own round circle where the women can come and share, but we also stay observing of those that may need. They know that they can come to us if they need care outside of our mentoring and our sharing, to which they would need some professional help. They know they can come to us in confidence, and we will definitely link them with persons that they could get help from.
All right, now, what about somebody like myself? My mother used to know a guy named Mr. Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown was a fascinating fella. I mean, and I just knew that the way Mr. Brown hung around, that he was going to be the man about town. But it didn't happen. Mama decided to stay single. So I'm looking at Mom and I'm saying, Ma, you need to get out the house. You need to do something. And you know you don't want to hang out with Charlie Brown. Could I bring her to your organization? Say, look, these are some of the most beautiful women in the world. They're active women. Mama, these women just like you. Not that y'all oldest mama now. I ain't going to, don't get me wrong. Could a fella bring their mother or their sister to a group like yours and say, hey, y'all talk to Mom?
Yes, we are willing and able to do what, you know, we can do to help someone, even, you know, if they feel like they're lonely and they just want to stay at home in their house and not socialize. Once we've had quite a few ladies that once they came, they got very comfortable with us, and they also decided that, well, this is not so bad at all. I have someone that's going through what I'm going through, or someone that's been through, you know, what I'm going through. So, and we have different age ranges within our organization. We had some younger widows that even had children. And what we do is once, if it gets to a point where they don't come anymore, we still keep in touch with them.
Oh, that's excellent.
We still keep in touch. So, yes, your mother would be more than welcome to come and hang out with us.
Now, I let me dispel a thought that might have come up with if somebody's listening to this. And you said we've had younger widows that have had children. I need to let the person whose mind started going at a mile a minute when you said that, they need to know this is not a daycare or a babysitting service. That's not your purpose.
We have had a younger widow with children, and unfortunately, early in the marriage, she lost her husband. We emphasized children because even in that case, she needed help. So that's what we do. We provide assistance. We've provided financial assistance. We operate through donations. We operate through grants. We have collaborated with other organizations that have assisted us in helping them. And one of our goals also is to also give back. Our ladies volunteer. They do different volunteer Cherry Street Mission. We volunteer with Lot Industries. That is more or less, we've collaborated. That's where we're housed. That's where our meetings are. And we provide assistance to help the art director because in their situation, sometimes the crafts are difficult to start. So we get the ball rolling and give them what they need and they can go ahead and do. So our goal is to not only support, have them give support, but have them also know the joy of giving back.
Would I be stretching it if I said that you guys also operate as a mentoring group? Somebody could look at your example and draw strength or guidance or wisdom from your experiences, especially for the younger widow. She needs to know that it's going to be all right.
I would say yes, because we have, like I said, we have different age ranges in our organization. We had one of our ladies, she had been, her husband had passed over 20-something years ago. And then we had, a lady that came. Her husband, I think it had only been a couple months when she first came. And she was very, very emotional. And she kind of, you know, she stayed. She didn't leave. And Miss Idell talked with her. She took her aside and talked with her. And so she came back in and she finished going along, you know, what we were doing. Because we have speakers that'll come in. We also serve the ladies a lunch as well.
We didn't mention that.
At each meeting, they get a lunch. So, you know, we've had instances where there's been someone that went and took the time to talk with that person.
How about, and this probably is another group, but how about somebody who's lost a child? I'm thinking my sister lost her oldest child. And, of course, sis was married, but she's not married. And can a person like that, can they draw strength from a group like yours? Or should they join a totally different group?
Again, if someone was to arrive at our meeting, we definitely would not, we wouldn't turn them away.
You still embrace them.
We'll still embrace them.
Because y'all family.
We'll mm-hmm. still embrace them. But there are groups that actually deal with mothers that have lost their children. In fact, one of our board members are a part of that group, that particular group. So just through collaboration and networking, we pretty much have gotten to know different entities in the community, whereas we would be able to definitely get them some help and get them directed in the way that they would receive more help.
So Wes and I can operate as a repository for resources as well, because you guys are connected outside of your own group.
Yes,
now,
yes, we are.
It came up a couple times, finances. Because now in my household, I looked at my aunt and my uncle. They were business owners. Aunt worked 7 acres of land. But my auntie, she handled the money. But in a lot of households, it's the he that handles the money. So do you guys have financial counseling or financial counselors? You mentioned you have mental health counselors. Do you also have financial resources available?
We have had financial education programs and insurance persons to come out, investment. We've also, one of the major things that we're wanting to work on is preparing couples, married couples, before it happens. The importance of being prepared for when the loss of either one of them happens. We're looking forward to doing a program that deals with that. So we're very interested in making sure that our widows are educated and that there's nothing that is keeping them from being able to go on and enjoy their life with ease that can be an additional worry, such as finances or how they're going to pay a bill. And also planning for, in the case of their passing away and what that looks like and the importance of a will, the importance of estate planning and things of that nature. So that's what we are about, is just education and training and development, some things that they may not have thought about until that time.
That is powerful. That's why you guys are here, to let people know that yes, we're sensitive that you lost someone. We know it's difficult, but you don't have to give up hope. You just need to get with the right people who have had similar experiences, draw from their energy, draw from the information that they have, the resources that they have, and you can find hope to move a little bit further. You can be encouraged. Look, y'all encourage me. I want to go out and tell somebody about Wes and I. You got a website?
Our website is Widows Empowered. That's WIDOWSEMPOWERED.org.
All right. We appreciate that. And we're going to be coming to the conclusion here shortly. Is there any last thoughts that you guys would want to share with someone, just to encourage them, just to let them know about your experience and allow them to draw energy from, or strength from your energy?
We would just like the community to know that Weston Eye Inc. is available to them, and that our goal is to provide them with whatever there is they need. And if we don't know it, we constantly make sure we have people come in and to educate them and to give them training and allow them to understand some things they may not understand. especially to be able to connect them to the proper mental health services they would need if so need be.
All right. Lori Sanders, Ramel Burns, I thank you for coming on. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving, and I'm grateful that you guys took out the time to share this day and to share with the listeners. And to the listeners, well, we just want you to take a little bit of hope, a little bit of inspiration, because that's why we exist, to help you to exist and to give you a modicum of hope. I'm your host and producer, Jerome Graham. Our executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. If you have any questions, comments, or you just want to listen again, go to WGTE.org/hope or wherever you stream your podcast.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission. For more information about the Voices Around Us podcast project, please visit WGTE.org. You may also listen to all Voices Around Us podcasts at WGTE.org/VAU, the WGTE app, or wherever you get your podcasts online.